transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. It is 1 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Joanne substituting for Alex Cumming. Alex is a guest artist at the Revels. Yes, the Cambridge Revels returns. It's live at Sanders Theater from December 17th through the 29th, and then they're doing an extended virtual run from December 30th to January 9th. Our 2021 celebration is set in present-day England at the George and Dragon, a 17th-century pub known for its annual caroling party, which was canceled last year due to the pandemic. As Christmas approaches, plans for a new party are being made, with unexpected help from visitors from the past who have some definite ideas on how the festivities should go. For more information, go to the website, www.revels.org/Christmas. So, as I was explaining to a curious caller, the Christmas Revels could not be held in person at Memorial Hall last year because of no vaccines and COVID being very much with us. COVID is still very much with us, but as I said, Alex is a guest artist there. He'll probably be back with you next week. But what they did do is release a two-disc set called The Christmas Revels Celebrating 50 Years. And we're going to hear some music from that.
Thank you. nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save our soul from Satan's thrall, which long had gone astray. This brings tidings of comfort and joy. From him that is our Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, that there was born in Bethlehem the Son of God by name. This brings tidings of comfort and joy. Let me you all invite that are within this place to live in love and unity, Christ's gospel to embrace. For the merry times of Christmas is drawing on apace, and the Lord send you a joyful new year that brings tidings of comfort and joy.
Thank you.
And that was Zoe Keating from an album she produced in 2018 called Layered Cello. Sadly, because of the continuing problems with variants coming up, she's decided not to tour because she does have a young son. So we heard Forte and Ice Flow from Zoe Keating. She lives up in Vermont. We're hoping that she may decide to go to New Hampshire, to the Capital Center or some other place like that. By all means, and go to her webpage. And she's just an amazing performer. Before that, we heard the Christmas Revels, a two-disc set celebrating 50 years. We heard the Brass Prelude by the Cambridge Symphonic Brass Ensemble from 1988. Then we heard God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen from a 2008, starting off with the Mellstock Band, Charles Spicer, and then the Revels Chorus, the Revels Handbells, the Revels Children, the Cambridge Symphonic Brass Ensemble, all giving us God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. No prizes for identifying that particular Victorian tune. Now, the third piece was the Hymn of the Ancient Galician Kingdom, which was from their 2013 performance, and it's the Revels Galician Band with this stirring march played on the Galician bagpipes, known as Gaitas, is like a second national anthem for many Galicians. And we certainly have to thank Carlos Nunez and other musicians who tour for opening up the wide range of wonderful music that survives in that area of northern Spain and right on the border with France. Well, I'm probably going to endlessly talk about performances because this one is happening tonight. It's the annual Rock and Soul Holiday Benefit Concert, Friday, December 17th. It's at the Crystal Ballroom at the Somerville Theater. And if you don't know where that is, it is up on the second floor. The show starts at 7 p.m. and there are a ton of folks performing. Tickets are on sale and limited VIP tickets will be available. And it is a benefit for the New Beginnings Reentry Services, sponsored in part by the Blue Ribbon Barbecue. Proof of COVID vaccine and face masks are required for entry, but we will detail for you who is appearing. So the show starts at 7 p.m. It'll be the Dogmatics with Barence Whitfield, Linnea's Garden with Carissa Johnson, Devil's Love with Andrea Gillis and Abby Barrett, Melissa Farrick, Simone Burke and Jerry Lehane, Gretchen Shea and the Middle Eight, Kid Gulliver with Corin Ashley, Cold Expectations with Adam Sherman and Lauren Parks, and the Daylilies with Hugo Burnham. So tonight only, and I will not be able to attend because I will be doing my show here at WRFA. MFO in Medford, the home of Freeform Radio. So that's the annual Rock and Soul Holiday Benefit Concert starting at 7 p.m. Well, I do urge you, as long as you are vaccinated and boosted, to try and go out and support local artists, particularly those who are just starting their tour. This past Wednesday, I went to the Burren, one of my favorite venues, to the back room, and got to hear Lunasa. All six people, two of whom just flew in from Ireland that night for the concert. They literally raised the roof. We're going to hear from an album that Killian Vallely and Kevin Crawford put together. A third of the band of Lunasa. Thank you.
from the well, spilling over on the grass. Walking home, my heart is filled with pain. Whoa, 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 it's me. Go your way, my love. Go your way, my love. As I wander through the trees, picking off the windy leaves, thinking where you may be sleeping. Thank you.
to drink strong ale that's brown, and strike each haughty tyrant down with hatchet, pike, and gun. But though the special still advance, the soldiers nightly round us prance, the cropper lads to lead the dance with hatchet, pike, and gun. The cropper lads for me, and gallant lads they be, with lusty stroke to shear frames broke. The cropper lads for me.
Go.
see him coming down from the town with all of his ribbons all hanging down, singing laddie I and sing laddie-o. Ploughman lads are all the go. Down yonder glen there's a ploughman lad, and some summer day
and that was Rachel McShane and the Cartographers from an album called When All Is Still, released back in 2018. Available both from Rachel McShane and from Topic Records. We heard Cropper Lads and Ploughman Lads. Before that was Robert Plant and Alison Krauss doing an Ann Briggs song called Go Your Way from Raise the Roof. This album has really taken off, and Robert and Alison are talking about doing another one because it has been so successful. And we certainly wouldn't object to that. And we started off with Killian Valley and Kevin Crawford doing The Millhouse and Dominic's Farewell from an early album they did back in 2009 on Common Ground. It is 1:46. You are listening to WMFO, and we have a bit of a treat for you, a relatively rare Christmas album called The Holly Bears the Crown, done both with the Young Tradition and Shirley and Dolly Collins. And we're going to hear a few tunes from there.
Shepherds arise, be not afraid, with hasty steps repair to David's sin, tis sin on earth,
with our blessed infant,
with our blessed infant there, with our blessed infant there, with our blessed infant there. Sing, sing, all earth, sing, sing, all earth, eternal praises sing to our Redeemer, to our Redeemer and our Heavenly King. Light in a manger, view the child, humility divine. Sweet in our sense and meek and mild,
grace in his features,
grace in his features shine. Christ in his features shine, Christ in his features shine. Sing, sing, all earth, sing, sing, all earth, eternal praises sing to our Redeemer, to our Redeemer and our Heavenly King. For us our Savior came on
and to raise us from
the grave. And to raise us from the grave. To raise us from the grave. To raise us from the grave. Sing, sing, all earth. Sing, sing, all earth. Eternal praise and sing. To our Redeemer,
to our
Redeemer and our Heavenly King.
I sing of a maiden that is makeless, King of all kings to her son she chairs. He came also
The Great Frost was, historians tell us, the most severe that has ever visited these islands. Birds froze in mid-air and fell like stones to the ground. The mortality among sheep and cattle was enormous. It was no uncommon sight to come upon a whole herd of swine frozen immovable upon the road. But while the country people suffered the extremity of want and the trade of the country was at a standstill, London enjoyed a carnival of the utmost brilliancy. The court was at Greenwich, and the new king directed that the river, which was frozen to a depth of 20 feet and more for 6 or 7 miles on either side, should be swept, decorated, and given all the semblance of a park or pleasure ground. For himself and the courtiers, he reserved a certain space immediately opposite the palace gates, which, railed off from the public only by a silken rope, became at once the center of the most brilliant society in England. Great statesmen, in their beards and ruffs, dispatched affairs of state under the crimson awning of the royal pagoda. Soldiers planned the conquest of the Moor and the downfall of the Turk. Admirals strode up and down the narrow pathways, telling stories of the Northwest Passage and the Spanish Armada. Lovers dallied upon divans spread with sables. Frozen roses fell in showers when the Queen and her ladies walked abroad. Coloured balloons hovered motionless in the air. Here and there burnt vast bonfires of cedar and oak wood, lavishly salted so that the flames were of green, orange, and purple fire. But however fiercely they burnt, the heat was not enough to melt the ice, which, though of a singular transparency, was yet of the hardness of steel. In short, nothing could exceed the brilliancy and gaiety of the scene by day. But it was at night that the carnival was at its merriest. For the frost continued unbroken. The nights were of perfect stillness. The moon and stars blazed with the hard fixity of diamonds. And to the fine music of flute and trumpet, the courtiers danced.
And that was the Young Tradition, the first one with we heard was Shepherds Arise, and two-thirds of the Young Tradition were very good, and that was Heatherwood and Royston Wood, no relation. The third person was Peter Bellamy, and Peter was renowned for something called the Norfolk Bleat. In other words, he almost sounded like a sheep because he took singing through your nose to a high art. So to make up for that, we heard both Shirley and Dolly Collins doing I Sing of a Maiden That Is Makeless. And then Royston Wood gave us Virginia Woolf's The Great Frost. And we are going out of here with Stick in the Wheels, recording of June Tabor doing King of Rome. It's 1:55. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Please stay tuned for more great music from WMFO.
In the west end of Derby lived a working man. He says, I can't fly, but me pigeons can. And when I set them free, it's just like part of me gets lifted up on shining wings. Charlie Hudson's pigeon loft was down the yard of a rented house in Brook Street where life was hard. But Charlie had a dream, and in 1913 Charlie bred a pigeon that made his dreams come true. There was gonna be a champion's race from Italy. We got out the maps of that land and sea. Charlie'll lose that bird, but Charlie never heard. He put it in a basket and sent it off to Rome. On the day of the big race, a storm blew in. 1,000 birds were swept away and never seen again. Charlie, we told you so. Surely by now you know, when you're living in the West End, there ain't many dreams come true. Yeah, no, but I had to try. A man can crawl around or he can learn to fly. And if you live round here, the ground seems awful near. Sometimes I need a lift from victory. I was off with me mates for a pint or two when I saw a wing flash up in the blue. Charlie, it's the King of Rome. Come back to his West End home. Come outside quick, he's perched up on your roof. Come on down, Your Majesty. I knew you'd make it back to me. Come on down, my lovely one. You made my dream come true. In the West End of Derby lives a working man. He says, I can't fly, but me pigeons can. And when I set them free, it's just like part of me gets lifted up on shining wings. In the West End.
And that was June Tabor with the King of Rome. I don't see anyone out